You're tuned to New Sound Radio. 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. This is Otis Redding. There's a bit of a link there, so hang around for that. Now, East London has always been a breeding ground for talent in all shapes or forms. I don't know, sport and, I don't know, music and all sorts of activities. Well, here in the Community Hour, we're going to be looking at a music club that was no more than a couple hundred yards away from our studios here in Forest Gate. We're going back to the swinging 60s and, of course, the famous Uppercut Club. Now, here to tell us more about this, we're joined out live in the studio by John Walker, Forest Gate resident, and amongst other things, he runs the E7 Now and Then website. John, thanks for joining us on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hi, Pete. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, back again, really, yeah, aren't you? Back again.
Resident.
That's it. That's it. A resident telling us what's been going on in Forest Gate in years gone by. Okay, can you just Uppercut Club? Come on, tell us about it.
Well, it's bizarre. There was, as you say, a couple of hundred yards from here, there's in what is now, there's a big iron gate and there's a little plaque outside to commemorate it. It's now an air ventilation thing for a railway. But
should we just place where we're talking about here? What we're talking about is Woodgrange Road.
It's down Woodgrange Road. It's between what for local residents, but next to what local residents will know as Percy Ingalls.
I see the Bakers.
Opposite the opposite Tesco's.
So, okay,
and there it is.
Yeah, you look down. That's it. You look down. It's a little kind of little side road, and at the end of it, there's the great big. A lot of people don't actually know what it is. Yeah. A big brick thing, and that is a ventilation shaft for. Is it the Channel Tunnel? Isn't it?
The Channel Tunnel, and if you look very closely, the Newham Council a couple of years ago put a very small plaque on the gates into it saying site of the Uppercut Club where Jimi Hendrix, and we'll talk about it later, but and so, you know, belatedly, but you know, a bit of local recognition. So this place, a public hall was built there in the 1890s, and through for the next 50 or 60 years it was a hall, it was cinemas, it was a skating rink, it was a dance hall. And then in 1966, local boxer, East End boxer, Billy Walker.
Billy Walker, he was big, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was up there with Henry Cooper, challenging for British championships, Commonwealth championships and so on.
Heavyweight boxer, wasn't he?
East End boy, came from Stepney. He and his brother, who was a bit shrewder and a businessman, who went on to have a colourful business career afterwards, bought the hall and called it the Uppercut Club, Uppercut Boxing and so on.
Yeah, the connection.
And for a year it was open. It opened in more or less Christmas week 1966 for exactly 12 months, and it is no exaggeration to say it had the biggest and best of British pop music and much of the best of American pop music. Quite a stunning selection of people. The only really big band of any significance that didn't go near it were the Beatles. It was.
Were they touring? They weren't. Were they stopped touring? Or did they?
They were probably on tour, or
because they were doing stadiums and things.
And to be blunt, I mean, you know, they outgrown small venues like Forest Gate by then anyway.
But there were some other big people. Come on, tell us about like the first week. I've seen posters for this reproduced here.
It was opened by The Who.
The Who, which are people of a certain age. Remember all these bands, yeah?
Later that week, on Boxing Day, there was a little-known act in the afternoon that I'll talk about, where you could go and see for five bob, and the evening the Pretty Things played.
The Pretty Things, I haven't heard of them for a long time. There was a bit of irony in their name for people who don't know them. Yeah,
but they're still going. I've seen them.
Are they really?
Yeah. But
they're probably sort of playing Working Men's Club, are they?
No. They're in little dives in the West End. You can go and see them for 20 quid, and they film may still there, and they knock out a good turn. But anyway, in the afternoon, Boxing Day afternoon, and there was a guy there, and he didn't have very much to do while he's waiting to play. And in the dressing room, or presumably the toilet then, he wrote a number, and it became Purple Haze. It was none other than Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. He was down there.
He did.
Yes, he wrote the song.
He wrote the song in the Upper Cup while he was waiting for the matinee performance.
He was like the side act. He
Boxing
was a side
day matinee. Who goes out on Boxing Day? Yeah, I don't know.
I was sort of thinking, people are fed up with eating turkey sandwiches. That's what he had been.
And you could get to see him for £5. 25p in new money for our younger listeners.
Yes.
The equivalent of about...
Do we know how many people... Was this absolutely
no,
packed?
I don't know how many people were there. I don't know how many people were there a couple of weeks later, and maybe we'll talk about that. But,
yeah.
But, and he was so little known...
I tell you what. Can we just play this out? For people who know it or whatever, just a short clip. Let's have a listen to Jimmy... This is written in Forest Gate, don't forget, just up the road from our studios here. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy, go for it. Jimmy, Andrew, well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Perhaps the purple haze was that hanging over Forest Gate which inspired him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I wonder what it was. Yeah, it was sort of like a DC, was it? Would have been, I don't know.
There could have been many influences, some of them chemical in that.
I think so. Well, of course, that was ultimately his downfall, wasn't it? Of course, for Jimi Hendrix as well. But yeah, I mean, and he was such a young man when he died.
He was the 27 Club. They were all dying at 27. Yeah. Him, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, you name them. My youngest lad's 27 next year. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
You should keep an eye on him. Okay, so Jimi Hendrix was there, and he penned his song there. And I don't know, this is amazing. And who else was on there around that sort of time?
Well, 2 weeks later, local boys, the Small Faces, were there. Local boys because Steve Marriott came from Manor Park. They practised in the Ruskin Arms and the Stratford.
Ruskin Arms, that's in
East Ham.
Not there anymore, of course.
It's just changed, isn't it? I think, it was open until relatively recently, and one of the Faces' dads ran the pub, and they used the back of it as a rehearsal room. But the Small Faces were there. By then they had become big,
right?
And the Stratford Express the week after were there, said there were 2,000 people there to pick up in your early point.
Right.
Steve
okay.
Marriott was saying, "Oh, well, it was just girls throwing their underwear at us." of the era, and after the gig, they went off to Marriott's brother's caff in Stratford to have egg and chips.
Egg and chips. It's where Men of the People, as it was.
I mean, all the big bands of that era, the Animals, the Kinks, you played Alan Price earlier on, and some big names from the States.
I tell you what, before we move on, should we have a little bit of a listen to the Small Faces? There's one of their songs, and I particularly like this one, and in some ways it can be a little bit controversial about that, but we'll come to that in a minute. Ichiku Park by Small Faces. Have a listen to this.
Over Bridge of Sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
The Small Faces there with Ichiku Park. Now, where exactly is... Now, I notice there's a bone of contention here. Where is Ichiku Park? Because they're all local lads, yeah?
Yeah, well...
Or Steve Marriott is, anyway.
There are a number of... I don't know if there's a definitive answer. I'm presuming somebody knows, but there are three...
There's a lot of people who reckon they know, but they reckon they know different answers.
Well,
is the trouble
some
this.
People say it's Manor Park Cemetery, where... Stevie Marriott used to go for a quick fumble and the itchiness was caused by the stinger nettles. Other people give Valentine's Park in Ilford the same explanation. Then there's what used to be called Gardener's Corner in Whitechapel, just opposite Whitechapel Tube Station.
And it's an Ichiku Park there, yeah.
Supposed to be called Ichiku Park because of the... what then in an un-PC way would have been called the tramps and the fleas that they attracted, hence the itching. But And it's quite bizarre. I mean, it's one of the few songs that can provoke a bit of an interest. Oh, where is that?
Has anyone ever asked Steve Marriott? Did they ask
him?
I
haven't seen it anywhere. I'd be really interested to hear if there's a definitive Marriott version of it.
Some things are best left as a mystery, as well, aren't they? It makes it more interesting. If you just knew it was a particular park or something like that, Valentine's Park, it wouldn't be interesting anymore. Nobody would want to know, would they?
And it doesn't scan either.
It wouldn't work. I like a bit more of a mystery, a bit of a controversy surrounding it, about these important matters about where Ichiku Park is.
Absolutely. This is the stuff of history.
Okay, so, I mean, just thinking... Okay, it was only open for a year. What happened? And here it is. There's all these big bands turning up. Thousands of people going, what happened?
This is going to sound woefully familiar. They had some trouble with local residents over parking and late-night noise. There were lots of complaints. The council and the police got involved a bit. And I understand... the band started seeing, and a lot of the bands there were beginning to make it big time elsewhere, making a real name for themselves, and starting to get a bit greedy in their demands. And I understand that the owners just thought, well, they've had enough and moved on. And I think the Billy Empire Walker then went on and did other stuff like stuffed potato clubs and God knows what else. But it was just a fleeting 1 year, and it is just quite amazing. A year. Almost to the day, they were closed. The Who were there at the end as well as at the beginning. They had...
But these bands, they weren't up-and-coming bands. The Who weren't an up-and-coming band. They were big. Otis Redding, when he was doing...
Who had their big hits of Substitute and My Generation, which were big, big
they
hits.
They were a big band,
And you talk about Otis Redding, I mean... On one night in March 1967, there was what was called the Stax Tour, and it was doing Europe. There was Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Eddie Floyd, Wilson Pickett, the Marquis, one.
Sounds like a greatest hit album, doesn't it?
And reviews of it just, blew you away. They said that Otis Redding completely dominated it, and he came on...
because he would have been, at his peak at that stage.
Well, of course, he was dead within a year. That is just down a road peak, 200 metres from here. Yeah. And there are still surviving photos of Otis standing there pointing to the billboard advertising the show. I mean, just quite remarkable for any... you played My Girl earlier on, any lover of soul music. I mean, he's the main man, and there he was.
Yeah. I mean, has anyone thought of, maybe having, some sort of, commemoration of all this?
It's 47 years ago. It would be great if there could be a 50th anniversary.
That would be something to start planning for now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've started pulling a whole bunch of stuff together, and hopefully... with appropriate assistance elsewhere, we might be able to do something.
New Sound Radio, 92 FM. We will be there. This sounds absolutely fantastic.
Exclusive.
It is, yeah. We'll have to have a word with the exclusives department, and we'll have to get that sorted out, yeah. But, of course, just going back to sort of Billy Walker and things like that, I mean, there he was. He was a boxer, and, was he still boxing at this stage?
He was
boxing during the day and training, whatever, and he was running the nightclub.
Well, I doubt he was running a nightclub. I mean, his was the money behind it. His was the name on the door. And as with all things, when you buy a pair of David Beckham football boots, I don't doubt if he's doing the bloody stitching of the boots that you buy.
Or he knows anything about them. He'd probably say, I want a better pair of boots than
I understand. He was excited about the whole thing, and there are photos of him at the opening of the club. And remember the era. This is 1960. This is 5 months after the World Cup. The opening pictures. There's him and Bobby Moore and Jeff Hurst and Martin Peters.
They all played for West Ham United. Yeah, yeah, they went off to the 1966 World Cup squad, and they won the World Cup, the Football World Cup.
And this was swinging 60s Forest Gate style.
I know, it's like...
Champion boxer.
The only way he's down after that, really.
The core of the winning England football team. And the biggest stars are in Forest Gate.
I know. It's It's great. I tell you, there's other things to come, though. There's other things to come. People will be saying, do you know what? New Sound Radio, 92 FM, was in football. Was it
and
really?
That Pete Day, he started.
And that John Walker, really, not the, you don't mean the John Walker. That's
no relation to Billy,
No, that's it. No relation here. So there's no sort of whatever on that one. Okay, no relation. Okay, I tell you what, we've got to go to the break now. But finally, yeah. I don't know, if there's one thing that makes the Upper Cup Club such a special place in the memory of people in Forest Gate and also the history of Forest Gate, what would that be? What do you think is the one thing that you think makes it special?
All the parking problems it caused, it was terrible.
And I tell you what, that still resounds today. You can still hear it today, can't you? People talking about either people complain about somebody else parked outside their house, they can't park their own car outside their house, or they want to park their car outside of somebody else's house, and it's still going on today, isn't
More
it?
More seriously, though, Pete, I would say two things.
Yeah, go on.
Purple Haze and Hendrix and the Stax tour with Otis and Co. in March.
Yeah, that was amazing. And it makes you sort of think, I was 10 years old at something, I wish I was a bit older and maybe way down here. Anyway, after the break, we've got to go to the break now. After the break, we're going to be got a special report on City Airport. A controversial report to close it down. You'll stay for that, won't you?
I certainly will do. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92FM.
Advertise on New Sound Radio for as little as £10 per day. For